Communities ravaged by poverty and disease often rely for help on organizations like the United Nations Development Program. The UNDP provides millions of dollars in aid and employs the UN's political clout to try to reduce poverty, support democracy, and limit the spread of diseases like malaria and AIDS. But in the current economic climate, it can be hard to keep development goals on the agenda for cash-strapped countries. Helen Clark is the administrator of the United Nations Development Program, and she joins us here in our studio. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
How, in general, has the global financial crisis affected development efforts?
It's affected it in two ways. One, the donor countries clearly are not as well healed as they were. The world had gone through quite a good patch economically, and overseas development assistance had been growing and growing. Obviously, a lot of countries have now got significant budget problems, so that is impacting on ODA levels. Secondly, of course, the recession had an impact on poor countries. It's also true that emerging economies are leading the way back to global recovery. But for those countries which had a big reliance on remittances from workers in North America or in Europe, for those countries that had a very limited range of exports and the price went down and the volume went down, it's been tough. Tough on families, tough on communities.
Just to illustrate how much you travel, you're here in Washington, D.C. now this week for meetings of the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund, two agencies obviously keenly aware of the effect of the global financial crisis. When you ask people from more developed countries to honor or increase their commitment to the developing world, what sort of criticism do you hear? What do you hear them say about why they might be hesitant to do that?
Firstly, I think it's only natural in the middle of tough times, and here we are in the US, you know, there's been close to 10% unemployed in the United States, which is proportions that haven't been seen in decades. So you understand people saying, well, doesn't charity begin at home? You know, what about me? I haven't got a job. You know, my kid's unemployed. My kid's school is short of money. Understand all that. But then I think we have to go beyond just the case for the philanthropic generosity, which the US and many countries have long shown, to say, where's our real security going to come from? Isn't it going to come from having more countries move into the stable, emerging economy kind of country, which is able to play a constructive role in the world? If we keep people too far down the socioeconomic ladder, that's where we get problems. It's where we get instability. It's where, if you get completely failed state, as Afghanistan was prior to September 11th, you get the nests of militancy, which can cause problems all the way to the mainland of the USA.
A couple of weeks ago in New York, the UN held a summit to sort of check on the progress of the Millennium Development Goals. And I want to ask you about the progress of those goals in a second. But first, I want to play President Barack Obama speaking at that event.
We also know that countries are more likely to prosper when governments are accountable to their people. So we are leading a global effort to combat corruption, which in many places is the single greatest barrier to prosperity, and which is a profound violation of human rights.
In terms of addressing corruption issues in the nations where you're providing aid, how do you go about doing that? I mean, are there models that you can point to that say you've been successful?
Well, all the donors are now very focused on results. And our job now is to be able to show this is what we were able to contribute to this incredible result. I'll give you a very quick example. We at UNDP were part of helping India design the National Rural Employment Guarantee Scheme. That scheme gives 100 days minimum work a year at a minimum wage to people now reaching 46 million rural households. It will play a major role in reducing rural poverty in India. And that really shows the power of being in at the design phase to see your work scale up to reach tens of millions of people.
We talked about the UN summit to address the Millennium Development Goals. The sort of overarching goal there is to reduce poverty in half by 2015. Do you think you'll reach that?
At a global level, I believe we will reach it. But I have to immediately qualify that by saying largely because of the extraordinary achievement of China in lifting hundreds of millions of people out of poverty. In many places, it hasn't shifted. And one of the frustrations for me is to look at a range of countries, including in Africa, where there's been good growth in the decade up to the recession, often 6 to 8% growth. but in many countries it hasn't seen poverty drop at all. So then you ask, why is that? Often it's because most people are working in the rural sector and there's been no emphasis on rural development, which is why President Obama's initiatives to put the focus back on agriculture, food security, rural development are so important. We have to lift rural living standards to really make a breakthrough on poverty.
Helen Clark is the administrator of the UNDP, the United Nations Development Programme. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.